Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Luis Alcaraz. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Butler. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Bill Butler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Christian. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Edmondson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Edmondson. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Aparicio moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. There goes Hansen trying to get to third. Kelly throws the ball into Foy, who tags Hansen for the out. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry throws the ball into Hansen, who tags Alcaraz trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Foy moves to third. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foy scores. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edmondson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. Fiore hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christian is hit by the pitch. Hansen moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foy takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz hits a ball on the ground towards second. Noop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson is 0 for 1 in the game. Edmondson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Pafletic now catching. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edmondson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hansen bunts towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Christian hits a pop-up towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 2 in the game. Fiore hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edmondson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alcaraz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Luis Alcaraz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alcaraz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alcaraz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Northey pinch runs for Luis Alcaraz. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Northey moves to second. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Jokio pinch hits for Bill Butler. Jokio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pafletic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Rios now playing second base. Al Fitzmaurice now pitching. Pete Ward pinch hits for Paul Edmondson. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ortiz pinch runs for Pete Ward. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Ortiz moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 3 in the game. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive towards left. Christian chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Christian. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Christian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Piniella moves to second. Juan Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Christian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez strikes out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-3 in the game. Knupp hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Spence pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.